place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Comic book show.
Thanks again for listening. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show, of course. I'm your host. They call me the Surfer. And it's Sunday afternoon. Nice warm day where I'm at. Hope it's warm and dry where you're at and not too many weather problems. If you want to join me on the show today on Skype, call and talk comic books, you can do so on Skype at SilverSurfer_forever. We're here live on rantemradio.com. You can also listen live on TuneIn and Stitcher, or you can listen to the download on iTunes or Podbean. What's hood in the box office, people? Well, number one movie, got a new one this week. Not a surprise to most people. Deadpool 2, it's number one movie. For this week, it brought in $125 million over the weekend. That is the estimate total. It could uptick or downtick by tomorrow when the full ones come in. Now, this is less than what the original Deadpool opened up at, but it's still good. And if you look at his worldwide total, the foreign total was $176 million, so it's already opening up to a $301 million total at the box office this weekend. So people love that Deadpool. Second is Avengers Infinity War finally dropped out of the number one after what's wrong with my sound? I hope you don't have no feedback. So it dropped out of number one after 4 weeks. So it's down to two. It added $28 million to its four-week total of $595 million. And its worldwide total after that amount of time of $1.8 billion, making it the biggest movie of this year so far. It is pushing up on that $200 million box office total. Now, it's not catching Avatar, people, but, you know. And it maybe could have. It opened up at a time where there was no other competition, but with Deadpool coming around and then Solo next week and all kinds of other summer movies pushing out of IMAX theaters and so forth. Avatar's going to have that record for a long time. Let's see. Where's everything else? Black Panther finally out of the top 10, dropped down to 13. 823,000 to its 697 million total. Can we hit 700 people? It's not going to probably happen now because Black Panther's out on video. You can go buy it at the stores. I got my copy. So, that's about it. Rampage, sorry, didn't see you there. It's at ninth place after 6 weeks. $1.5 million to its $92 million total. It had a budget of $120 million. You would think that was a failure, but because of the worldwide total, it's up to $406 million. So, excuse me. You know, we are talking about The Rock, damn it, so. That's it as far as box office. Anyway, what's good with the news? Till somebody calls in. Well, you know, a lot of shows got canceled or renewed, and a lot of networks had the upfronts this week. Fox being among them. Of course, as we talked about last week, Fox canceled Lucifer after a season. Oh no, what's going on here? That's not what I want to do. Something's wrong. Something's awfully wrong with my Facebook page. What are you reading, Comic Book Show Facebook page, people? Hold on. I clicked on something and then something went wrong, so. Hold on. Yeah, because there's a lot to talk about if there's nothing else to do as far as call, so I want to get to it until I get a call, which is. You know, people have told me they're going to call me on Skype. But you could call me on Skype, so. Let me see. Maybe I clicked on the wrong thing. Hold on. So the gift that is moved. And Gotham will not return till mid-season. Okay, he's following the news that Gotham has been renewed for a fifth and final season. Comes word that the Batman prequel won't return to Fox lineup until mid-season. The network is also moving its X-Men spinoff, The Gifted, from Mondays 9 p.m. to Tuesday 8 p.m. when its second season debuts in the fall. So The Gifted, of course, is the X-Men related show on Fox where... you know, mutants are on the run. They're trying to survive. Excuse me. Trying to survive out in the world and being hunted down by government agents and so on and so forth. So, The Orville will be returning. One of the best shows I thought came on Fox. That'll come back on Sunday, December 30th, following the NFL doubleheader. The sci-fi comedy drama will shift into its regular Thursday time slot, which was played last year. So, to recap, no more Lucifer, which is a crime. Gotham will get half a season, and it'll come back late. So, the word is they're going to get 13 episodes to finish out Gotham. I'll talk about Gotham in a little bit of what happened this week. And The Gifted is going nowhere, so. And The Orville's coming back, which, that surprised me more than anything. Because it just seemed like that's the kind of show that would get the Fox axe in a minute. You know, they would try to be different and bring on a show like The Orville and then nothing. But I guess maybe because it's Seth MacFarlane, maybe, you know, they like him. Excuse me. Yeah, back to the news about Gotham being a fifth season. Let's see what this story says. I'm just recapping. A load up. Okay, so. As an early report suggested, the Batman series would be returning for a 13-episode final season in order to achieve syndication. However, according to TV Line, episode counts is yet to be determined. The decision to bring the series back for a final season is somewhat surprising, as the show has been averaging at 0.8 point in all the important 18-24 demo rating and just 2.6 million total views. However, according to TV Line, part of the reason behind the last minute renewal was the order to give these involved with the series a chance to wrap up things properly. It's also entirely possible Fox is hoping to achieve syndication by ordering a final season, as the normal episodes count desired for syndication is 100 episodes, which the series would earn with the 13th, 5th season. However, it's possible the episode count will be much smaller than that. The milestone for syndication has actually been lowered to 88 episodes in recent years, meaning Gotham would technically have already hit the mark at the conclusion of the season. Yeah, but it wouldn't make sense if Gotham ended the way it did without a conclusion episode. I have a caller, finally. Good evening, Mr. Hightower.
What's up?
Oh, not much, you know, just chilling, talking about news and stuff. Just, I'm not doing nothing important. What you doing?
Just got done washing my car and ready to talk some comics and movies.
What comics? What movies? You saw Deadpool?
Yep.
Can you stick around? We can do a thing about that later on the show, so we won't. Yeah, yeah, if people don't want to hear spoilers, they can bail at that point.
Okay.
So what about comics?
Been reading the same old Justice League, Teen Titans. What I just read that was interesting, I forgot. Oh, Batman White Knight. I finally finished that series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pretty good. I started to calm down on the comic books because it costs too much. Taking up a lot of my money. So
$4 is a lot. And then every chance you look, yeah, they try to charge you $5 for like a number one or the beginning of a story arc. Any reason
like
they charge you for, huh?
How much they charge you? Because they charge us, they still would like for like the regular comics, like the continue on issues, be like $2.99.
Where? Which ones?
The ones at this comic book store I go to, they charge the real price of it, $2.99.
Well,
I know Teen Titans do. It's $2.99, $3.
Okay. I have a prescription at the store I go to, so I get 30% off any books I write down my list. So that helps.
Okay.
But still,
I want to ask you, how do your subscription work?
Well, I paid $15 years ago. They claim I can get it back anytime I close my prescription. But, so you give them a list of books you want them to pull every month. And they pull those books. And that supposedly helps them know what to order as far as, you know, they don't want to be like in the 90s where they ordered a bunch of books and then they didn't sell and then they got a lot of inventory they can't get rid of.
Yeah.
So they would rather know if, you know, they got 25 people wanting a copy of a book. Then, you know, they can just go and order 35 and then, you know, put the rest on the shelves.
That's what I did with... Okay. Because I kind of switched my comic book store because I felt like that the other people was being a little racist towards me. Yeah, you find racism in the comic book world too.
Well, I know that to be true.
Yeah, especially this. Not the manager. He was there. He was very cool. But I didn't tell him why I left because these two women that's not even probably comic book fucking fans. They just standing there, just always gave me a certain
just
look and would like throw my comics at me. So I just throw my money at them and throw my card at them. It was just tad bits of things, or just, I don't know, I really didn't like none of the girls that worked there. So I switched my comic book store.
This sounds like a familiar tale, because I remember the store I used to go to, the guy owned it, he always seemed nice, but the people he had running it, they seemed like assholes all the time. So I'm like...
Assholes.
But yes, but the guy who owned it, he had to know what assholes he hired. So,
yeah,
you know, I have to put it at his feet anyway. And the store I go to, at one time I thought that they were jerks in there, but then they weren't. So you never know. You get to know somebody, then.
Yeah, thanks. Get to know somebody. Like the one down on what's name is very cool. Actually, I think I know one of them a little bit. So, they very cool. They like really nerdy. The other one I used to go to is like not that nerdy. Like they don't really, when you ask them questions, you know, the girls didn't really know what comic book I was talking about. They didn't want to be bothered. They was just there, just to be there. Mm-hmm. Really.
Now, so you're a big Batman. You're a big Batman fan, right?
Yeah.
So you like to read everything Batman?
No.
You like to watch everything Batman?
I do like to watch everything that's Batman.
Well,
I do.
I got a show for you, my friend. Batman's butler is getting his own live action series, Pennyworth. You can't wait, can you?
Pennyworth? Yeah. Now what's that going to be about?
According to the Hollywood Reporter, the MGM-owned premium cable network Epix is given a 10-episode straight-to-series order, Pennyworth, which focuses on the character's origin. The project isn't set in the same universe as Fox's Gotham, which ends next season. The series is an origin that will explore Alfred's life as a former British SAS soldier who forms a security company and goes to work for Bruce Wayne's father, billionaire Thomas Wayne. So, at least they're going to make this version of Alfred. Seems like they're going to make him like a badass, similar to the way he is on Gotham.
Elseworld, boring as fuck. It seems boring. Batman is not getting his own show. I'm cool.
Well, they never gonna bring Batman to television because Warner Brothers Studios don't want that to happen. So characters are always gonna be off limits.
So Pennyworth.
You're not excited, huh?
Yeah. No, I'm really not excited for that. I really don't care for Alfred that much. I'm just gonna leave it there. I mean, he's a big asset to the Batman arc, the Batman story, but don't find him very interesting.
And so you're not watching Gotham, right?
Mm-mm. Now, if they did something about, so if they're not gonna talk about Batman, won't they talk about Robin? Won't they do a futuristic Robin?
They're doing Robin on Teen Titans.
Damien.
Oh, Damien. Well, yeah, we had the season finale of Gotham, which apparently it's now no man's land because the city government was blown up, and the military came in and tried to take over, but Jeremiah, who's the twin brother of Jerome, he's still running around, and now he's being helped by Ra's al Ghul. So some of the villains tried to stop him along with Bruce Wayne. And
so you mean the Joker?
No, he's not the Joker.
You mean the Joker?
They can't. Go to my Facebook page. There's an article that says they can't call him the Joker, so he's not the Joker.
So who's the Joker then?
There is no Joker yet.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, so Ra's al Ghul is killed again for a second time this season, and these bombs that Jeremiah created to blow up buildings instead blew up bridges, cutting everybody off from Gotham that didn't escape. And then all
so Bruce Wayne is not Batman then.
No, Bruce Wayne's still a kid.
No, he's not Batman.
Right. But next season he might be.
Or no, close he's to not him. Batman. Listen. No.
No, don't say that just because I'm saying Jeremiah's not the Joker. This gonna be a. There's supposed to be a time jump. So whether they're gonna bring in a new actor to play Bruce Wayne, which I think would be wise if they're doing a time jump. Anyway, so all the crazies have carved out their little section of Gotham. Freeze, Firefly. You got the Gotham Sirens now. You got all kinds of people, and even and Gordon and GCPD have stuck around. They're gonna try to take back the city. Bruce Wayne decided not to leave because Ra's al Ghul kept telling him, "This is I'm doing this so you can be who you are supposed to be, the Dark Knight this city needs." Blah, 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 blah. And plus, he feels responsible for tracking down Jeremiah, so. It wasn't a bad episode, but the question is, will they stick the landing for the fifth and final season with Gotham or not? Oh, and, Selina Kyle, she got shot a la Barbara Gordon. And they even mentioned she might not walk again. What do you think about that?
Barbara Gordon.
Yeah, a Killing Joke. When Barbara Gordon got shot by the Joker.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right, well, they did that with Jeremiah shot Selina Kyle in the stomach. And she went to surgery and they said that she might not walk again.
Wow. Yeah, I'm done with this.
Mm-hmm. And the Penguin, you know, he's a little, that motherfucker do not forgive or forget, you know. His mother was murdered a few seasons ago, and he waited for his revenge. And the person who killed his mother was the Tabitha. And, you know, they have dealt with each other since then, but she was in love with his henchman Butch, who for a minute was Solomon Grundy, but then they found Hugo Strange, and Strange killed him and turned him back into Butch. He's like, "Oh, I'm glad you're happy." Pop, 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 pop. Killed him. Said, "You think I forgot you killed my mother? Now you know how that feels." I mean, that's the kind of shit we're going on in Gotham. So, did you keep away Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. at all? Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I told you I don't watch Agent this year.
Oh, wow. It had its finale, but they filmed it just in case it wasn't coming back, so it ended like it was a series finale.
Okay.
And with Coulson leaving the team, because he's supposed to die maybe in a couple of weeks, but since it's coming back, they'll probably find a way to keep from dying. And, we'll see. What do you think about Margot Kidder passing away? Did you hear about that?
Superman's
Lois Lane from the movies.
Lois Lane.
Yeah.
I never really liked the Superman movie.
Oh, come on now. You,
no.
We about to fight.
Okay. Well, I did like Zod, General Zod. He was very good.
How can you not like the first two Superman movies? I don't know. 3 and 4 is not that great. 4 is shitty. 3 wasn't great, but you know, kind of like Richard Pryor.
That was before my time, though.
But still, it's a classic. It's what all the superhero movies we get today. It all started with Superman the movie. You know, that was the golden age of superhero movies. That led on to a string of movies until they started messing them up until Batman 89, which then brought the medium back again until they started messing up, until Blade, which brought them back, which brought us Spider-Man, X-Men, and so forth, until Iron Man, which is giving us what we're into now. So, uh, Yeah, so Margot Kidder, you know, I think she had the problems with the substance, but I'm not quite sure if that's true or not. But she passed away at age 69, and the cause of death is still unknown. Hate to say it, but I never thought she was that good looking over Lois Lane, but you know, I think she's who most of us remember to be Lois Lane. Hello? You still there?
Quiet. Yeah, I'm still here. Uh-huh. I'm still here. Uh-huh. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I hear you. So, what else you want to talk about?
What else been going on? I've been catching up with, since we talk about TV shows, I've been catching up with Westworld, which is pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. That's something I need to catch up with.
You haven't even watched episode? Yeah, have you ever even watched season one?
No, I mean, I'm so behind on a few shows that I need to watch, because, you know, shows I'm watching, it's taking up a lot of time. I don't have enough hours in a day to watch all the TV shows I want to watch and go out and in the day and so on and so forth. And plus, I gotta sleep, I gotta eat, I gotta go to the bathroom. These things prevent me from watching TV.
So, I did also want to talk about Charm. I know we were talking about Charm before.
Yeah, I saw. Did you see the trailer for the new Charm?
I seen the trailer for Charmed, and they could have ended it. Everybody was thinking that they was going to continue on the story. If you saw the last episode of Charm, they had many kids, and I thought I thought they was going to continue with those kids, mm-hmm. but no.
Yeah, it's a reboot.
They changed it up and redo it because actually, it was supposed to be in San Francisco. It's not in San Francisco. Actually, it was filmed down in San Francisco.
The original.
The original one was filmed out in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Over here where I live at, in the Bay Area.
So where's this one taking place?
I think it's still taking place in California, but I don't know where. But they got the same house. So it doesn't... And then they said it was going to be... I don't know. I don't get it.
So since you live in the Bay Area, have anybody called the cops on you yet for barbecuing or no?
Yeah, they did. Nah. But that stupid meme been going around a lot. That one.
I finally watched the entire unedited video from start to finish. Crazy. Anyway, so I'm watching it, and you know, they look Hispanic.
Hispanic,
yeah.
which is cool. They can pull it
except
off.
For the sister that's like, I think I'm your sister, so
the black girl.
Yeah,
they might be able to pull it off, but they, I don't know. It might get one season and that's it. I don't know. It's 50-50.
Now I am going to call. People may get upset for what I'm about to call out on this, but it seemed like CW don't have the ball to just have the show revolve around these three women of color, because they got to have the white man explain everything to them, where the original sisters didn't have some guy had to explain to them who they were and what they could do.
Well, what's her name was the angel, the light?
No. He came later, but he wasn't there. See, it seemed like this whoever this new guy is, he's there. So this show, I guess, won't be considered a show of color. And if it was three Caucasian women, I don't think they would have this guy there. I think
they still would have had the guy there.
I agree to disagree with you, but
they very young.
I could be wrong.
And
so was supposed to have been the original young girls of the original Charm show.
But the original Girls wasn't that young. The original Girls was supposed to be in their 20s.
They were supposed to be in their 20s. These girls are in their 20s.
They were supposed to be in...
First of all, these girls look older than you think they are. They're older than what you think they are. They're not young, young.
It was like in their late 20s.
So.
We'll see, man. I mean, it's 50-50. I'm going to go ahead and watch the first season when it comes out, or if it even come out.
It's coming. It's coming to CW. Yeah.
We'll see.
It's on the schedule.
Got a couple of shows.
It's on the schedule.
They renewed The 100, which is... Have you ever watched The 100?
No.
Oh, very good. It's didn't get confusing.
It's not my kind of show. I can tell you. I tried to watch the first episode. It's not my kind of show.
Oh, I got heavily into it because I like science fiction.
I love science fiction.
It was like survival. It was like survival meets sci-fi meets aliens meets other shit. I mean, it was cool. I don't know where they took it from there, but I'm gonna see what that's about. Mm. And what else been going on in TV? I've been seeing a lot of like trailers come out for new shows. Like this one show called The Neighborhood. With I don't know if you talked about that, Cedric the Entertainer.
No, I have not seen anything.
Okay, you gotta see that. Basically, looks stupid. Basically, he's having the barbecue, and he's gonna get the cop
called on him. You say you're having a barbecue, right?
Yeah, he having a barbecue, and then some new neighbors moving in, and this is a predominantly a black neighborhood. Yada yada yada, and then some white people. He see that white people move in. He all shocked and all that stuff. So it's about a racist black man that's racist towards white people.
Yeah, I don't want to see no shit like that.
In a comedic way. So
no. See, racism is not funny. So therefore, trying to act like there's a such thing as a reverse racism is bullshit. There's no such thing as reverse racism. If a black person, I shouldn't even get into this, it's a comic book show. If a black person doesn't necessarily like white people, that's not racism, that's bigotry. It's not racism, because that black person can't stop them from buying that house or getting a job or doing anything economically. So that's not racism. So, and all you're going to do is just feed into people that actually think there is a such thing as reverse racism and feed that thought to them. It's not funny because a black person, a show about a black person who dislikes white people. I don't need that. We had that, huh? No. This is 2018. People got laughs out of Jefferson, even though he wasn't as hated towards white people as he let on, because he even admit at one point that Tom was his best friend. So, no. Anyway, so Feige is confirming that there is plans for Ms. Marvel after the Captain Marvel movie next year. So, finally going to get Kamala Khan on the big screen somehow, either as part of the Captain Marvel series, or maybe her own series, or maybe part of another series. And you told me that you was going to get the DC Universe channel, right?
Hell yeah.
Because, you know, they're going to have Doom Patrol on there. So.
You know what? I did read the book Doom Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
You talking about? Yeah, well, it was kind of cool. So we'll see how they do Doom Patrol. Actual live action or animated?
Let me see. Live action. See what the article says. So I was watching. What? Oh, bring it up. They had Krypton on this week, and we finally got to see a live action version of Brainiac that we've been used to all these years in the comics and the old cartoons. They finally showed him. So if they can do it on Gotham, I mean on Krypton, they can do it in a movie, in a Superman movie. Because people want to see Brainiac in a Superman movie, and not some, not the Brainiac that was going to show us in the Superman Lives movie. You know what the Superman Lives movie, right?
No.
You don't know about Superman Lives? Oh, there's a whole movie about that. You need to watch it. They wanted to do a death of Superman and then have him return. You know, this was not long after his book. And Nicolas Cage was supposed to play Superman. So at first so they got Kevin Smith, who to look at a script, and he's like, yeah, you need to do this, do this, do this. And they said, well, why don't you write a script? So he wrote part of a script, and he turned it in, and it was kind of long, but they're like, okay. But then they went to go get a director, and they got Tim Burton. And Tim Burton didn't want to do a script by Kevin Smith, so then they got a new script writer. But they what? Nicolas Cage was supposed to play Superman. They made costumes for him. He wasn't going to fly. He was going to wear the black suit. He was going to die and then come back. And at the end of the movie, he was going to fight Brainiac, who turns into a giant robotic spider, because the producer thought spiders was fierce. And then when that movie fell through, he went on and made Wild Wild West, which is why there's a giant spider in that movie. And to hear these people talk about how this would have been a good movie and we really would have done something special in this documentary, it's The Death of Superman Lives. Go look it up. It's incredible listening to these people talk about how they really thought they was going to make such a grand movie. And the costume on Nicolas Cage looked so fake. The muscles didn't even look real. Anyway. So Doom Patrol. It says, less than 2 weeks after announcing James Wan's Swamp Thing, Warner Brothers DC Universal Digital Services added another live-action series to rapidly expanding slate, Doom Patrol. Based on a team of superpowered misfits introduced in 1963 by Arnold Drake, Bob Hanley, and Bruno Premiati, the series will spin out of the events of the live-action Titans, which will feature the Doom Patrol in its fifth episode. Alright, that's cool. It's always good to spin out of shows. Its notable synopsis mentioned a key role for Cyborg, a fan favorite member of the Titans, who's not only been previously mentioned in a relationship with the upcoming series. Whether it means Cyborg will be added to the Titan cast later in its first season or introduced as part of Doom Patrol remains to be seen. So, Doom Patrol. Did you, you don't watch Arrow either, right? Did I lose him? Oh my god. What happened? Could just lose people out of nowhere. Hopefully he'll call back. I like that dude. I like talking to him. Well, you can call in his place. Oh shit. What is going on with my, I keep getting kicked off the webs, the thing. Alright, you're back. And somehow I got kicked off the website again.
Got kicked off the website?
Yeah, I'm fixing it now. It's happening to me every week now. Anyway, So I was asking you before you, I lost you. Have you been watching Arrow at all?
Nope. I haven't even picked up Arrow. How many seasons is Arrow into right now?
Yeah, the sixth season just ended.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Well, the seventh season, they're apparently doing the Supermax storyline. Do you know anything about that?
Supermax?
Yes.
No, so what's that about?
Well, they was going to make a movie called Supermax, where the premise was that Green Lantern was in jail, and he had to break out. And, of course, you know, he had criminals coming after him. So at the end of this season, he went to jail, being outed as the Green Arrow. Because this guy took over his town and, you know, had the cops, the entire police force on his payroll, had the government. They had him impeached as the mayor, and he had nowhere else to turn but the FBI. The FBI was like, well, you know, you have to admit that you are the Green Arrow, and agree to go to jail. So they got the town back, and then they was like, Oliver Queen, time for you to go to jail. He admits on TV that he's the Green Arrow, and it sure ends with him being walked into his cell, and of course he's in there with a bunch of people he put behind bars. So that's what season 7 going to be about. Okay, I don't know if it's going to be a quarter. Hold up. I don't know if it's going to be a quarter of a season, half a season, or a full season. Okay, what about what now?
What about, did they do one with, they did All Them Together, Supergirl, Flash,
yeah,
and what's the name of it?
They've done
Planet X?
Yeah. That was the crossover.
That's the crossover show, Planet X. And Planet X is where Hitler takes over the world.
Yeah, they was the Nazis that was ruling everything. So they had Nazi doppelgangers showing up.
So they had Nazi Superwoman, Nazi Arrow, and Nazi Flash?
No, no Flash. They had Reverse Flash, the regular Reverse Flash show up, helping them.
But it was a super, what's the name, right? And then the black dude with the T on his whatever was there too, right? Some type of shit.
What do you mean the T?
What's his name?
Diggle?
The guy that have the T on his face. The black guy that have the T on his face.
Oh, you talking about Mr. Terrific?
Yeah, Terrific.
No,
Terrific.
There wasn't no...
Terrific wasn't there?
There wasn't... No, I'm saying he was part of it, but... Everybody
but he was part of Planet X, right?
Right. Everybody didn't have a evil doppelganger show up. Just a few of them.
Just a few.
And then Captain Cold's doppelganger showed up, and he's a good guy. And then they had the Ray show up.
Oh, Captain Cold was a good guy.
Yeah, but they didn't call him Citizen Cold, so.
Oh.
And they had the Ray showed up for the first time. He's from the regular Earth, but he somehow ended up on the Nazi Earth, and he was helping them, and him and Cole were lovers, and they was be getting married soon. So, and then after the crossover, their Earth Captain Cole decided to stay, and he was on a Wave Rider for a while on Legends of Tomorrow. Because Professor Stein had died during the crossover. And so there's no more Firestorm.
Oh, there's no more Firestorm, but the black dude's still alive.
No, he left the show too. But fear not. Fear not, because Wally West is now on the show.
Wally West?
Mm-hmm.
So how many seasons is Flash in?
Flash is going into its fifth season next year after this week's season finale.
They still have 4 seasons, so I can probably catch up with Flash. I ain't gonna be able to catch up with Arrow. And Superwoman is where she should be, because I was watching some of her show.
You mean Supergirl?
So Supergirl should be in.
So you brought up the crossover. Well, next year's crossover, Batwoman's showing up.
That's not really a crossover because she don't have her own show.
Yeah, but it's a crossover with the other shows, and then Batwoman's going to be on there. You know, they're going to Gotham, and yeah, Kate Kane is going to.
Who you think Black Thunder going to cross over with?
I don't know if they're going to have a Black Thunder, Black Lightning crossover.
Oh, they will. Are they in the same universe?
They haven't made it clear whose university he's a part of yet.
Oh, yeah, they haven't. But I did hear Supergirl and Wonder Woman. So they might be in Universe 1.
No, dude, I don't know. There's no Supergirl in Universe 1. Because they had never heard of her before she showed up in the crossover last year. So they don't have they don't have a Superman or Superwoman on Earth 1. And apparently not on Earth 2 either.
Oh, no, well, hold on. That's not canon, though.
No, we're talking about the television.
Can't be canon.
We're talking about the television universe.
Oh, what they thought talking about canon. I'm about to say no, because there's a Superwoman on. What's the name? So where do Power Woman come from? I know Power Girl. Oh, they should do a crossover with Power.
If you're going by comic books, Power Girl was the original Supergirl during the Silver Age or Golden or Silver Age. One of them. I don't think there was a Supergirl in the Golden Age, so she might have been Silver Age. But when they restarted all the comics, like 60s or 70s or something like that, and that became like Earth One. So all those older characters, when they started bringing them back, they were Earth Two. And then like the Golden Age characters were Earth Three. So there was, before Crisis, there was like three Supermen, there was like a couple of Wonder Women and Batman, and you know, you had the couple of Flashes, and you had Mercury, who used to be a Flash, and which is why they did Crisis in the first place. There was just too many of the same characters. But after Crisis, Power Woman was one of the ones that survived and was on the Earth, not as Kara Danvers or whatever her name is, but because you know the Supergirl died originally in Crisis and wasn't brought back to recently, like in the 2000s. Anyway, you know your boy Stan Lee, you know what his superpower is, right?
What?
Suing the companies he worked for or started. Stan Lee is now suing Power Entertainment for $1 billion. Excelsior, people, suing Stan strikes again.
Damn.
You know how many times he sued Marvel? It's not even funny.
Stan Lee?
Yo, yeah. Stan Lee is suing.
Why is he suing them, though?
Oh, I'm about to tell you. Stan Lee is suing his former company, Power Entertainment, for $1 billion on the basis that his partners, Power CEO Shane Duffy and co-founder Gil Champion, either tricked the comic creator into signing over exclusive rights to his name and likeness or outright forged his signature. TMZ reports that the lawsuit deals with the 2017 sale of Power Entertainment to Kamsing International, a Chinese-based company. According to Lee, he was unaware of the sale that was taking place, as he was in the middle of a tough period in his life with the deteriorating vision and his wife Joan's death. In order for Powell to be sold, Lee would have to have signed the agreement, which he claims is somehow he never did do. In fact, the quote from his lawyers calls Lee's name the most important and prized possession Lee and his family own in his entire life. Alright, so I don't know what's going on, you know. Maybe they took advantage of an aging man who didn't realize he was signing over a company or not, but wouldn't be the first time Stan Lee sued the company he was involved with.
So, saying otherwise, he's suing Marvel? He's suing Disney?
No, he's suing Powell Entertainment. He started a company called Powell.
Oh, now he's suing them. Right. He don't own.
He has sued Marvel in the past quite a few times. Mm.
So, what you thinking? Thinking he gonna win?
I don't know. I don't know the facts of the case. You know, yeah, I guess it comes down to the signature, whether that's his or it's a forgery.
Yeah.
You know? So, I guess that's what keeps staying kicking after all these years. Sue somebody after a while, and he gets another 5-10 years added to his lifespan. Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
So, you know what the internet's been flipping out over the last couple of days?
What?
The new Thundercats.
Getting mad at how it looked?
Yep. Because Cartoon Network, they can't do a straight, serious, mature comic. Everything has to be
because it's not
silly and it's not goofy. For us. And, well,
that's it doesn't matter.
That's the thing. Cartoon Network shouldn't just be for children. This should be accessible to a lot of people who like animation. I get it. If you want to skew stuff towards the younger demographic, but everything don't have to be that same animated style and that same frantic. You know, everything's a comedy and jokes and fart jokes and. You know, I couldn't take watching Teen Titans Go because it just got on my nerves after a while.
That shit is funny as fuck though.
No, I don't find it funny. Find it
they
annoying.
They do hella fourth wall breaking.
Okay.
They make hella references towards. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, that's not what I grew up with.
Okay, so wanna watch serious ass Teen Titans. It's not for us, it's for it's not for us no more.
Okay, but why? Okay, so why are you doing Thundercats? Now, I'm not sitting there my childhood ruined, because first of all, I was never a child when Thundercats came out. But, you know, they had a great show back in the early, like, 2011. They didn't stick to it.
People are not into these. You know who created these shows, right?
Who?
You know why we got all these stupid little shows, right?
Who, why?
Once you blame Adult Swim.
Adult Swim don't show this kind of stuff.
Adult, but...
No. I mean, not Adult Swim. That make I'm thinking of Toonami. Toonami, never mind. Yeah, okay, Adult Swim.
The people that's making Adult Swim shows is the people that's making the same shows of Cartoon Network. Did you know that, right?
Well, I think it has like more to do with the person who runs the network. But listen, I'm watching this little video where they're trying to act like they're honoring the original Thundercats with this series they're doing now. And whatever. I'm not going to cry over spilt milk. But I got another blast of the past for you. They got the new Shearer coming to... Netflix.
What?
Shearer, Princess of Power.
No, I don't know that.
Never saw the original Shearer?
No.
Well, Shearer is He-Man's sister. And the thing was, she was kidnapped when they was babies by the evil Hordak, taken to another dimension.
Mm.
So Adam grew up not knowing he had a sister. And then there was a crossover before she got her own show where Hordak tried to come back and take over Eternia, and he, you know, She-Ra had grew up raised by Hordak, but not realizing that he was evil until she got her own sword of power and turned into She-Ra, and then she started fighting him ever since. So, I don't know if she's going to be, it's going to be the same thing of her being the sister of He-Man or not. But it's coming soon to Netflix.
Okay.
Not excited, huh?
Not really excited. Mm-mm.
It's by DreamWorks Animation Television. And maybe they'll take it more serious than the last one, because it got, it was, it still was a cartoon to sell toys.
It might sell toys.
No, because if it was selling toys, it'd be on TV, not on Netflix. Netflix ain't being used to sell toys. Not at all. Not at all. So, yeah, so Infinity War has surpassed Jurassic World to become the biggest summer movie of all time. Which is not surprising, because it's almost about to cross the $2 billion mark.
Well, everybody love that damn movie. Some people don't like it, though.
Of course they don't. I mean, you know, some people, two people sitting across them from a table talking is what they think a good movie is, and some people, mindless explosions with no plot, to them is a good movie. Mm-hmm. I like something in between where, you know, it's decent dialogue and a lot and decent action at the same time. I don't need I don't need no Michael Bay Transformer where it's just blowing shit up just to blow shit up. You know, you spend the last 40 minutes of a film just exploding shit. You lost me, especially what was it, Age of Extinction, where it just blew up everything in sight. Like, I thought I was gonna have an epileptic fit at some point. So you ready to get into Deadpool?
Most definitely.
Alright, so this is gonna be a quick review of Deadpool. It's gonna be spoilers involved. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, he's back as the main character Deadpool. At this time, you know, he's out there kicking ass, taking names. No, kicking names and taking ass. But tragedy strikes when his love Vanessa is killed when the danger he goes out and fight comes home to kill him. Well, she's killed. So now we have a suicidal Deadpool who has nothing to live for. And even goes so far as try to blow himself up. But, you know, here comes Sabretooth Colossus trying to make him an X-Man. Him and Negasonic Teenage Warhead. Even though Deadpool's like fucking with them. And we even get a cameo from the X-Men from Phoenix.
You get a big cameo. They just closed the door very quickly. Like, who was that?
That was everybody that's going to be in the next X-Men movie. They just didn't want to be seen, so they, it was one of those things, shut the door real quick before he sees us. Because he was using the same joke, that how come there's never no other X-Men around?
X-Men.
And of course, he was turned the wrong way.
Just to confirm.
Yeah, they're all in the same universe.
All same universe. Which, I have a theory how you can bring once Marvel really takes over and get the contracts, Deadpool can be the centerpiece to the Avengers and the X-Men.
Maybe. See, we don't know if Disney wants to do the kind of Deadpool movie we've been getting from Fox, but we'll see.
They're going to have to.
They don't have to do nothing.
I mean, if they smart, if they want to make the money, they can put it out, and then they get it, and then if they try to come out with one more Deadpool movie, people be like, no, we cool.
They might be able to do a Deadpool movie that's funny without the violence. You never know.
That's what kind of makes them, I mean, they can.
That's what makes these Deadpool movies good. You don't know what Feige has in mind, so. But anyway,
what Feige has in mind. He just better have the same damn thing and make, you know, spice it up a little bit. He can do with less. He can have less kills, but come on now, let's whatever. So, anyways, the movie was good. Like you said in the beginning, it was kind of slow, but it was very funny though.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of forcing the humor in the beginning. It was slow, but it did pick up. And the thing was, Cable, played by Josh Brolin, who apparently is going to rule the box office for the next, he's ruled the box office for the last 4 weeks now with the two movies he got out. And
he's a perfect Cable.
There was another guy I thought would have been a better Cable, but that's not here or there. Anyway, so Cable, he comes back in time because his family is killed by this guy who, as a kid, kind of loses control of his powers. His name is Five Fist, and he's looked upon as dangerous because he's being abused by the Exis Corporation, who, you know, got all these mutants there, but they kind of treat them like they're abominations. And so he's thrown in jail with Deadpool because Deadpool trying to help the boy. And here comes Cable to kill him. And once Cable shows up, then Deadpool can't do it on his own, and forms his X-Force team with Domino, Shatterstar, Vanisher. What was the Terry Crews' name again? Hold on, I was about to look up the names. Anyway, we got it. What do you think about Domino?
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah, played by Zazie Beetz.
Yeah, I liked her. It was cool. I forgot Domino power was she is lucky.
Yeah, she has a extreme amount of luck. So Matt Damon was in this movie. I don't remember seeing him.
Matt Damon was in this movie, and Brad Pitt was in this movie.
Yeah, I know about Brad Pitt. So yeah, Terry Crews played Bedlam, and they set out to rescue this little kid from Cable, keep him from being killed, but it doesn't go as planned. The trailer, I'm not going to spoil this part, but the trailer is very deceiving for what you actually see in the movie.
Yeah,
and
they all die. Who was Brad Pitt again?
The Vanisher.
And how did they know Brad Pitt was there?
Because you had to see. It was only a quick flash. Something happened to the Vanisher that made him actually show himself, because the joke was the Vanisher was invisible the whole time until something happened, and then you could see its face for a quick second. Now, here's a spoiler for you. I know a lot of people dislike X-Men 3, and they hated the Juggernaut. Well, boy, oh boy, they got the Juggernaut right this time.
They did. This is the right Juggernaut. I can't believe they killed him, though.
They didn't kill him.
He did.
No, he's not.
Oh, well, he's executed, I guess?
No, he can't. They can't. That wouldn't kill the Juggernaut. Are you crazy?
Oh, he had a Juggernaut power, but yeah, they made Juggernaut look very fucking.
So they made him.
I like Cable on there too, though.
Mm-hmm.
But you see that they didn't make no reference to who Cable's parents is.
No, I mean,
hopefully
they could do that later.
Follow. Hopefully that's who's that? That's not Green Jack. That's not. It's Scott. It's Cyclops' son, and who's his mother? It's not Jean Grey, right?
It's Madeline Pryor.
It's Madeline Pryor that
who was Jean Grey's clone.
Clone, yeah.
But Jean Grey did end up raising Cable. Did you know that?
Oh no, I didn't know that.
Now there was a story, a miniseries out where Cyclops and Jean Grey mind was transferred to the future and to these two people who basically raised Cable up till he was 18. So Cyclops did raise his own son.
Oh, he did.
And of course, you know, they got snatched back to the past at the right time, and Cable went on to become the Cable he was, because Cable was taken into the Cable got as a baby got infected by the techno-organic virus by Apocalypse, because Apocalypse knew Cable was going to be hella powerful, and he wanted to see how if this baby could survive it, because he wanted his body. So the baby was given to the future so they could save him, and these people in the future thought the best way to save him was to clone him, and they cloned him. But when they cloned him, it stopped the progression of the virus in the child.
Shit.
And then Apocalypse forces came and took the clone and raised it to be Strife, with the same goal in mind that one day when Strife was old enough, he was going to take over Strife's body. And Strife was crazy powerful too. And that's the thing. Cable, if he didn't have that virus, would be probably the second strongest mutant behind
Jean Grey.
No, not Jean Grey.
Phoenix.
No, Phoenix is not right. The original Phoenix wasn't a mutant. No, I'm talking about more powerful than that. I'm talking about come on, what's his name? Franklin Richards. Franklin Richards.
You talking about Professor X, son?
Yeah, Franklin Richards.
Still think he ain't more powerful than Jean Grey.
Yo, yes he is. I mean, as a kid, no. As an adult, you go read that Hickman run on Fantastic Four, you see what he can do as an adult, it's not funny. The man can control Galactus. What's that tell you? He brought Galactus back to life. And even in the Earth X series, he became Galactus. The man can create universes. He is way powerful than anybody, any mutant ever thought of. Anyway, but he's a kid right now, so keep your powers in check. After a while, Deadpool and Cable has to team up to stop the Juggernaut and stop this kid from becoming a murderer. And, you know, it has a tragic ending that's reversed at some point. And, you know, it has a couple end credit scenes that are funny. But overall, I give it a solid high matinee. I think if you're a fan of the original movie, you'll definitely enjoy this one.
4 star.
4 out of 5?
Yeah. He could fit the timeline, though, with that little thing he did, though.
Yeah, that's part of the end credits. So that's just a joke, though. Him saying he's fixing the timeline. So.
What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, that could bring Avengers in.
You know what? Anybody thinks there has to be some explanation when they start doing X-Men and so forth, and just ask you, like, where have they been all this time? Well, they can just say, look, we was in our own little quarter. We weren't worried about you. Why are you worried about us?
No. Because you already know that X-Men is a big part of the Avengers. At the end of the day. They are. No matter how you put around it, they are a big part of it.
They've always stayed in their own lane for most of the time.
But they are a big part of the Avengers.
Okay, but that
the original original story goes that they are a big part of that story.
No, they're
story.
Not.
Okay, so.
No, they're not.
The
X-Men go through all kinds of shit and take on all kinds of threat. There's never an Avenger around when you need them. The only time you saw the X-Men and the Avengers.
I'm talking about Infinity War. I'm talking about the original story.
There wasn't that many X-Men in the original Infinity War.
Well, it was about two or three, right? But
yeah, most of them got zapped out of existence.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. They still play a big part to the Avengers at the end of the day.
No, I don't agree with that.
Wasn't one of them the original Avengers?
Who, no. Okay. No, the first X-Men to join the Avengers was the Beast. He wasn't the original Avenger.
I want to see them into the Marvel Universe. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, Deadpool did break the R-rated Thursday night record by bringing in $18.6 million for Thursday night.
Let me tell you my experience when I went. Okay. The popcorn costed so much. So I got this. They got the movie club thing for Central Theaters. I went in San Francisco. Usually I don't go to the one in San Francisco, but I heard
what
the one
mean
in San
movie
Francisco
club?
There.
Movie pass?
Movie club pass, yeah.
What is so it, $10 a month?
Yeah, $8.99 a month.
For what? So, what?
Movie club.
For who?
So, Century Theaters.
Just Century Theaters?
Yeah, I can go to any Century Theaters and get 20% off.
Oh, okay. So you get one ticket a month, right?
Yeah. So, you know, everything works out. I get my tickets, you know, for $8.99. I don't know, because we got the luxury seats, nice luxury seats. So I get in line, and me and my girlfriend, we buy some popcorn and stuff. First off, they don't have the large cups. So I was like, where's your large cup? Oh, this is large cup. So I'm like, this is a medium cup. This is not a large cup. Well, this is large cup. So I'm like, okay. So I got large popcorn, and it costs $14. Loosely says 20% off. So loosely, I get about $2 off in Richmond, where I live at, another city. I only got $1 off. I was fucking pissed. Only got $1 off. I was hella mad. Because I only got a dollar off of all the stuff that I got.
You should get $1 off every $5 you spend. 20%.
Yeah. I was supposed to get like $2 or $3.
I don't think you got 20% off if you only got $1.
That's what I'm saying. And I was like, are you right? He was like, yeah. I was like, whatever. I wasn't really tripping. But when I went to the movies, though, movie theater, and I didn't do XD. I did a regular one, and that shit was loud and crispy and good as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the good part about it. Like, San Francisco got some nice... San Francisco theaters got some nice ass speakers, because that shit was crisp and it was loud, and the scream was hella big, and it wasn't even XD. So I just imagine the XD will probably be more louder.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So I had a fun time. Went there at 7 o'clock. It was cool. It was pretty cool. I'm gonna go see Solo on over there too, probably on Thursday.
I'm gonna try to see it tonight. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or I might wait till Friday. I'm not for sure about the movie. I might wait. I might not. I don't know. It's not like because I'm a Star Wars fan, but I'm not a big Star Wars fan.
You know, they kind of teasing us. They're talking about maybe doing a Lando movie, and now it's like, oh, pump the brakes on that. People want a Lando movie more than they want a Solo movie. And we'll see.
That would be good. Mm-hmm. The Lando movie. I really want a Darth Vader movie. I really want a villain movie with Darth Vader. gone through what happened after episode 3 when he start, like, what happened after that specific time he started.
Well, they're talking about doing an Obi-Wan movie, but basically the prequels is Obi-Wan's story more than his Anakin's story.
Yeah, that's what I want a young Darth Vader going around.
Anakin's not even introduced in the original movie until like a third of the way in. And then the other two movies, it's more about Obi-Wan going on missions and Anakin staying behind and watching Amidala in the second movie, and then the third movie, you know, him moping about the fact that they didn't make him a Jedi Master when he wanted to be a Master. So while Obi-Wan's going out there trying to find General Grievous. Anyway,
I want to see a movie where it's with Darth Vader taking over the world, taking over the universe. Him and the not the First Order. Him and the Empire.
Well, the Empire. If the Darth Vader movie would be him hunting down Jedi, but anyway,
yeah, that would be good though. Wouldn't that be cool?
Taking over
worlds, hunting down. What's
I think
name?
That's what the comic book is about.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Make it into a movie, which but I think they already have.
They're probably going to say, "Well, you got the comic book, you don't need the movie." But anyway, hate to go, but I got to tell you about these other shows here on Rantian Radio. I bet you didn't know about them, did you? You know this wasn't the only quality show here on Rantian Radio. Because tomorrow, you can listen to the Sports Report live at 11:15, where their host and guest can sit there and cry about LeBron James. And then Tuesday, your doubleheader of the Shining Wizards. I don't know what they use to shine up their wizards, but they're shiny. And then the Rant Live, they're live at 7, and then the Rant Live at 11. Friday, you get Rant Wrestling at 5, followed by Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9 p.m. And I don't know how often they're on the air at this point, because they're coming on more and more, but you can always look for the Midnight Jury on Friday nights at 8 p.m. And I believe it was on last night, so who knows, they might be on again this Saturday. And then hopefully I'll be back next Sunday for the What Are You Reading comic book show live at 5 p.m. So, and if not, well, I'll be back when I can. Alright, Mr. Hightower, thanks for calling in, and everybody for listening. I'll talk to you next week. Peace.